Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit goldenoaklending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Good morning, Metroplex. Entire morning squad back together again. Sean RJ and our Cowboys insider, Bobby Roberto Belt. We're not only your home of the Texas Rangers, Jared Sandler, Rangers insider at 720. We're your home of the Dallas Cowboys. And Stephen Jones gave some updates at the owners' meetings. Is that what's taking place right now?
Palm Beach, yep.
Yep.
Palm Beach. We got John Machota and Nick Harris and others out there. And Steven said that he feels good about the direction of the talks with Micah Parsons. Did not want to go into many details, but he said it's not fair for anyone to get into that. We got a great working relationship. We've had good visits, and we feel good about where the deal is headed.
That's not what I just said.
That is what you said, Steven. And you should feel good because, I think they will get something done before the season starts. I don't think this one will drag on to where we're like opening weekend like it was with Dak. Hopefully you're not even looking at any CD or Zach Martin holdout time and you can get it done even quicker than that. But I think everybody has an understanding of where generally the contract terms need to be, where they're going to have to come down on them, and they're not surprised by any of the Chase or Garrett or any of that sort of stuff. They already figured, I think, that they were going to pay Micah somewhere around that range. So to me, I think, yeah, Steven probably understands we're generally in the same ballpark. We got to work on details and that'll be an issue, but the numbers are not anything that surprise us.
Selectively aggressive.
Steven then set off Cowboy fans with this quote that Todd Archer had. What about the criticism that you all wait too late? And he said, quote, we've done the early before, and we've waited until the end to do these deals. A lot of it is just the negotiation itself. Some of them take longer than others, and we put about zero credibility or credence into people saying you wait too long.
Okay. That's twofold for them. So one, it's going to be the idea of it takes two to tango. So they would say, all right, well, Dak wanted to wait, or certain people wanted to wait. Like, we can't help that. Sorry, like, I understand you want us to get it done earlier, but if they're not going to play ball, we don't have any option there. The other part of this is, and this is a bigger factor that I think people don't always understand their perspective on, is just the idea that I think they think the very top of the market for quarterbacks, edge rushers, across the NFL right now, it's probably pass catchers too, is reaching that point. They view it as the old economic word, inelastic, that they view it as like the cost going up does not impact the demand for it. All right. Like, no matter how high this price keeps going, everybody's going to want to pay the quarterback. Everybody's going to want to pay the edge rusher. So whenever we get it done, we recognize the market's going to reset again later. So why pay it a year earlier? Why drive up Micah's cap value last year? Yes, we could have got it done earlier, but Micah's cap value would have been higher. We cost ourselves money there. If it's all about getting a deal, it'll look like a deal when the next pass rusher gets paid or the next receiver gets paid. And so we're not in a rush. That is kind of, I think, their economic philosophy as to why they don't think it's as big a deal.
Look, they already missed the window to make it work for this year because free agency's gone. Free agency's over. You know, they had done it beforehand. They may have even had more money to spend this season.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the same thing's going to happen that's happened the last 2 years. You know, we're going to see.
You also could have gotten in before Crosby, Garrett, and Chase.
For sure.
Maybe Micah's agent wanted to wait for
maybe,
them.
Maybe Micah's agent wanted to wait. Maybe they doesn't. He doesn't take the what's the difference between 40 and 30 deal. But he gonna be? Is he gonna be at OTAs without a contract? Is he gonna be at minicamp without a contract?
I doubt
it. Is he gonna be in Oxnard to start without a contract, or is he gonna go the Zach Martin, CeeDee Lamb route where I'll show up when you pay up?
Yeah, generally, and we've talked about his agent before, David Mulugeta from Athletes First. Generally, Mulugeta clients in the last year of their deal do not show up for camp. If they don't have a new deal, they don't show up.
Now we saw Zach the 2 years ago, he was clearly in decline anyway. So I don't know how that impacted him. You know, did CD see an impact last year? No. The team did. Team was bad.
Steven said they're also keeping the door open for extensions with Deron Bland, and this one made me jump back a little bit. Jake Ferguson thrown into the mix. Both are entering contract years.
We talked about this last week, I think. Not this news, but the idea of extending Ferguson. Because Ferguson's the one right now you could probably get your hands around quicker.
Yeah.
Of just like, hey, he's had a down year. Like, now's the time to buy. Like, we don't think he's going to be that guy moving forward. We think he's going to be better. Let's see if he'll take something right now. Now, the tight end market has not exploded. I think if you look at what Ferguson could get, I would guess it's around 12 to 13 million a year. Those are the same figures we were talking about 3 years ago with Schultz. So that one has not like skyrocketed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think he absolutely could get done this year. And I could see them saying, let's take advantage of this because we know we want him here for the next little bit. I think it's interesting that there would be more of a priority on Ferguson, I would guess, just because of ease, than there would be on Tyler Smith.
All right. Stop me when you'd be okay with Ferguson making this a year.
Mm-hmm.
Kelsey's at 19 and a half. Mark Andrews is at 17. Tyler Higbee is at 12 and a half.
Ooh. And between Higbee and that other 15 million, I could go.
Oh, I'm waiting. Okay. Bobby's up there. Higbee down to Kittle. Kittle's at 12. Cole Kmet is 11 and a half. Kyle Pitts is 10 and a half. Goddard is 9. Schultz is 8. Dawson Knox is 7.7. Noah Fant is 7.5. Those are your top 10 paid tight ends.
Yeah, so I really like Ferg a lot. I think he's a really solid player. I also know that Dak has shown an ability to get the most out of tight ends. It doesn't matter if it's Schultz or like Jarwin was good or whoever, right? Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
I would be cool with not paying up right now and then seeing what I can find in the draft or whatever. You can't pay everyone.
So we just punting on Schoon?
No, but I mean, Schoonmaker's got 2 more years under control, so right now you're not totally...
No, but I'm talking about the idea of getting someone else. Like him emerging, we putting that in the background?
So I'm not... It's not looking good.
Yeah.
But I'm not totally out on the idea yet. It's similar to the spot we were with Tolbert last year, where we're kind of like, all right, not totally out, but something's got to change big in a hurry. To me, Ferguson between 12 and 15 is probably where he comes down, and I'm fine with that.
Oh, I gotta be 11 or below.
Here's,
and probably 10 or 9.
Here's where I look
and
at
I
it.
Think he might take that.
Here's where I look at it with Ferguson. You can find somebody. Dak has shown he elevated or helped elevate Schultz, Jarwin. He's played well with tight ends. He's been able to get stuff like he's been able to create margins with tight ends. So that's good. But what you don't have is none of these tight ends who have run through here have had the mentality that Ferguson does as a leader and as somebody who understands like what it means to be a Cowboy and what they expect of him. If Schottenheimer's trying to build some sort of specific culture, like Ferguson is a key cog in that, I think.
Steven,
some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones at the owners' meetings on what's left in free agency, quote, "We're not done yet."
We ain't done yet.
We still got, you are Cuban. We still got some things that are out there and we're trying to get done. missed a few guys along the way in terms of the number just being a lot higher than we thought it would be on a couple of guys. Overall, we are real pleased with what we were able to do with our roster and help the team.
That is a genuine problem this team has.
Yes.
Is the
I'm like, does everyone else admit to missing the number and overestimating the target price?
Their number estimates have been really bad for 5-6 years.
Well,
maybe
no one
more.
Knows the markets more than me. I'm Jerry Jones. No one knows what the cap's going to be more than me.
Like, they've been under.
They've been yeah. under.
Grossly
yeah.
under.
Except with Zeke, they were over. But when you look at the way that the rest of the league approaches things and the expectations that they have, they've consistently missed on it. I don't know who's responsible for that. I don't know who they would say is like the main person developing those numbers, but whoever that is, I would think they would want to sit down with them a little bit and say, can we figure this out? Why is this wrong so much? Why were those things wrong? Why were our cap projections off by $10 million last spring? What's wrong here? What's off? What are we missing?
Will Dak be ready for the start of the offseason program? Steven, quote, he'll have some limitations, yeah, but knowing Dak, he's a worker. He's thrilled with where he is. The videos that came out of him throwing, he lost a lot of weight.
Browns fans were pumped watching those videos of him just looking sleek and svelte and
oh, man.
Fantastic.
Man, that brought a half second of joy to me to think that.
It was never going to happen and you knew it.
It brought a half second. No, the thought that Cleveland would take Dak, I was happy. I was so happy. I was trying to figure it out. I was texting people in Cleveland. Hey, is this guy legit? Is this old man a kook? Or is this someone?
I got a pretty good source.
Yeah. Okay. Over the cap actually tweeted over the weekend. Somebody asked him, he was like doing a Q&A on Twitter, and somebody asked him, said, what's the one contract in the NFL that's untradeable that people keep trying to trade somebody? And he said, Dak Prescott. He's like, you can't trade the contract. You can't. And that's why that was always BS, because you literally can't move that contract right now.
Benjamin Solak, RJ, with an assessment of where the Cowboys are at this point in time in free agency right before the draft.
Right where they belong.
And he is?
He is kind of like an analytics guy with ESPN.
ESPN columnist. He's been a writer in the blog circles for about 10 years.
So Buffalo is number one in terms of, these are the teams that
this is what they did in free agency.
Most improved rosters. This is the rank of the most improved rosters. And Buffalo, they have at number one with key acquisitions and returning players. I mean, they got Josh Palmer, they got Joey Bosa, they brought back Shakir. They said they did love. He did not love how expensive Palmer was to fill the Max Holland role. Stafford and the Rams were second. Minnesota was third. Detroit was fourth. That's scary. Three playoff teams in the NFC were in the top four. Tampa was five, so now four playoff teams in the top five. But then you got to go down with the Cowboys, and the Cowboys, I think, are right where they belong. And they are basically average. They were 18th. It's a little bit below average. But the key acquisitions and returning guys, Fowler, Osa, Kenneth Murray, Miles Sanders, Javonte Williams. And then the I loved and didn't love write-up. I loved the participation.
Oh.
The Cowboys did what teams should do when they have franchise cornerstones in hand. They added on the margins. Low risk, high reward moves. They should not be precluded from drafting a running back early in the draft. It does give them enough of a floor that they don't need to chase the position in the first round. The signing of Fowler clears a bar. A functional pass rusher who could take advantage of the havoc created for Micah. What he doesn't love is the silence on a Micah extension. Tough to complain about anything when you have zero expectations for a team. And when they actually sign a contract or two, the biggest move, obviously, is Osa ended up being a team-friendly deal. It would be nice if they could just do the obvious thing and hand Micah Parsons a massive extension.
Look, it's not been a world-beater offseason, but it still grades out like C+ to me, B-. Like they got a deal on Osa. They acquired more depth than they did last year. It's better than being 32nd.
Inside the Star in the home of the Dallas Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan with Sean, RJ, and Bobby. We are also your home for Texas Rangers baseball, and we are thrilled over the opening series against the Massholes. Let's talk about it with Rangers insider and new TV star Jared Sandler. Joins us during the commercial-free expressway with a brand new ticket giveaway for you. Turning it on, leaving it on next.